Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's been a great season, a lot of fun, another 20-win season for Porter. Pretty extraordinary considering you lost the last two conference players of the year, Porter. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Porter.
What's up, Molly and David? How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great and really have enjoyed the season. You got a lot of good things going on at Loyola. Where are you at with this team? How good are you feeling right now? I know you got the season finale. It's a big game at Bradley, and then obviously the tournament, the conference tournament right behind you.
Well, Molly, you just kind of touched on it. What I'm really, really proud of this team is we lost, two back-to-back players of the year, and then Cooper Kiefis has been out all year, and a lot of people, picked us middle of the pack, and that's what you want. You want to sustain a program. You just don't want to build a team and just have it be a, and just not sustain it. And what I'm really proud of is that we lost some good guys, but we replaced them, and we got some really good pieces in the recruiting with Marquise Kennedy, freshman from Brother Rice, doing really well. Keith Clemens is the guy we got. Tate Hall. So we're right there. We got our shot still to win a conference championship. We need some help. Northern Iowa's got to win at Drake, and we got to win Bradley. But you got a shot to win three in a row. So I feel good. We've won five out of six down the stretch here, and you want to be playing your best. I think we won the other night. It's a good sign. I didn't think we played our best. We didn't make shots, but we found a way to win. But this group has been resilient, bouncing back from different things. And we're right there at the end of the year where you want to be, playing for a championship.
Porter, every time I turn around, you're thanking the students for the turning out for a home game and making an impact. And this is the first time I was surprised to learn this. Since 84-85, you went through a conference season unbeaten at home. And what's the biggest reason, and how do you explain that advantage of playing on your home floor and being as good as you were?
Well, David, from the beginning, like 9 years ago, I've really tried to make a connection with the student body, and I have. I love our student body, and it just keeps growing and growing. Actually, the last 3 years, with nine conference games each year, we're actually 25-2 at home. And trust me, I remember the losses almost more than the wins. We lost to Indiana State our final 4 year. Brent Scott hit a bang shot. Custer was out, and Brent Scott hit a bang shot, and then we lost to Missouri State last year. But, we're 25-2 in the last 27 conference games the last 3 years. And I think the size of our arena, with the fans being right on top of it, the student body, Steve Watson, our AD, moved the students to the side. I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I think they got a better feeling as being part of it. I thought that was a great move by our administration. And the students, man, they're just high energy. They come, and it makes a difference. In any program, you ask the student-athletes, man, when you get a home court advantage, it makes a difference.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's remarkable, not just in your conference, where I believe the home team has won 75% of the games. That's extraordinary. But also around the NCAA, around college basketball, home court advantage seems more important this year than ever. I just can't tell you how many times I've watched these games and seen that come into play.
Molly, it's true. The Missouri Valley has the highest home court winning percentage of any conference in the country.
Wow.
And that stat came out this week. We have the number one home court. And it's just to win on the road, you know, there's is always difficult. And in the Missouri Valley, you got great basketball fan bases. And, you know, their fan bases are traditional and into basketball. But it is that way. That's why if you can win on the road, that's where you're going to get some separation in your league. And we've been able to do that too, somewhat. This year's been harder. We've only won three, but the last couple of years we've had a really decent road record. But it shouldn't be a factor. You know, when I worked for Rick Majerus, he never talked about home and road, never. And I usually don't either. But for some reason this year, it's just been a factor. The numbers prove it.
How does that play in St. Louis? I mean, no one's at home.
Yeah, it's no factor. It's no factor. You got to step up and play great 3 days in a row, and it's no factor.
Porter, seems like Cam Crutwood has been at Loyola long enough to get tenure. He's only a junior. What has he done this year that's been any different to taking that next step? Because, again, he seems like he's just been so consistent for a long time.
You know, David, it's funny you say that because opposing coaches in our league are like, seriously, he's not graduating. he's an easy guy to root for, you know. He's like an old school, he's a guy's guy, he loves, you know, loves life, loves music, plays his butt off, high energy, comes with his lunch pail every single day, and people appreciate that. And when you get to know him, it even magnifies it, because he's as genuine as he seems. And so he's a big factor for us. And, you know, another thing that's interesting is Bruno Skokin was our lone senior. And with that win in his 4 years, that was Bruno's 89th win in 4 years. And he tied Dante Ingram and Ben Richardson for the most wins in the history of a Loyola men's basketball player in a 4-year time. And Bruno's still going. And I know Cam and Lucas have kind of got their eye on that. I mean, they're on track to break that. And Cam's all about winning. And that's what's the joy is. The individual accolades. He'll, you know, we vote for all conference today. You know, he's going to be first team, no doubt. And it doesn't matter for him. He wants to win this third ring. You know, you should have seen him practice yesterday because we still got a fighting chance to win a third straight Valley title, and you should have seen him. I mean, he was the loudest guy in the gym, and you just love that about him.
And you've had great success with transfer players and guys that have come in, and certainly, you know, maybe starting with Milton Doyle, and that was the year before the Final Four team, and we mentioned the last two MVC players of the year, both guys came into Loyola. You've done it again with you got Ugwak is starting for you, and of course Hall has been fantastic. He's really. It's extraordinary, that story, the way that kid's come in. He is a tough, tough player.
See, the one thing that the transfer success we've had has been selective, Molly. And yeah. So a big thing right now has been these grad transfers or to play right away. And it's hard to get them into your culture so quick. And it's hard to really get them, you know, spend time development-wise because they get there and next thing you know, you're playing games. We've really chosen the selective with the sit-out where he sits out and we get a year of development.
Right.
And we're really acclimating to our culture and we're a program of development and trying to get guys better. And you literally look at it. I mean, Milton Doyle was first team all league. Clayton Custer was player of the year. Marcus Towns was player of the year. Ugwak has been a 2-year starter. Now Tate Hall has a chance to be all league. And it's just been something where we've decided, you know, we really go on the high school route in a development route of a kid sitting out, and it's been selective.
Porter, Sunday's March 1st. Obviously, it's your month. It's a month where people come to Loyola for March to be in your program. You have now the pedigree of the Final Four team. How do you use that to your advantage, or is that something that it just goes without saying and people understand what's at stake here when you go to St. Louis?
No, we talk about it. I mean, you call on guys that have been through it, you know, Cam and Lucas, and – you know, in anything, everything matters on the last day of the year. You know, lessons you've learned along the way, everything matters. And you want to keep accumulating and shrinking your gap of mistakes, shrinking your gap of slippage for this time of year. And everything matters, you know, the little things. And our guys have been there. It's worth it. You need strength in numbers. You need everybody contributing. You can't have guys counting your minutes. You got to make your minutes count, man. I'm telling you, if a guy plays 6 minutes off the bench, those are six valuable minutes when you come tournament time. And it's about everything and the focus. And this is, and we say that, you know, I love what you just said, because that's what we've used in the recruiting process. When I first got here, one of the selling points is, hey, come on, you're going to get playing time, man. Look at the roster. That was like the big selling point. Now our selling point is, hey, we want to play in March. We want to win championships. And this is why you're here. And we're in a position to do it again. We need some help. We got a tough task ahead of us with Bradley on the road. But we're in there on the last game of the year. You're playing for it. And then we're going to go to St. Louis. And that's what it's about. I love this time of year. And our guys are fired up. And that's why you play it.
Yeah, I loved hearing him say that, too. I got to tell you. And it's true, Porter, because, you know, I remember when you came to the program and all that you had to go through. And the Final Four run was magical, but it was sustainable, as it turns out, the way that you're coaching.
But now it's the brand.
And that's what I'm saying. And your defense is the reason, if you don't mind my saying that, because you mentioned you lose a great big three-point shooter. You know, that's not what you guys specialize in. You're playing – you got guys playing really good defense, really hard players.
You know, there's no doubt, you know, is that they've played the thing. And what I love, too, is, like, we've really bought into this defense creates offense. I always laugh at people saying we're not trying to run. If you watch us, our transition after we get steals, we're leading the league in steals. Mm. We have, I think, four guys in the top 10 in steals in our league, and we're not like, we don't press. You know, our guys are really playing active defense. They play, you know, five guys stopping the ball, not just one-on-one defense. And it's really been good. And I'm telling you, if we can get hot shooting from the charity stripe, which has been an Achilles heel. You know, my assistant coaches have been the free throw coach, not me. I joke with that. But if we can get hot from there and the 3 points, you know, that's what. And we're capable. We're capable. And because I do think we're guarding at a high level to win this thing.
Great stuff, Porter. Have a great weekend for yourself. We're looking forward to the game. And, of course, enjoy St. Louis. We're looking forward to that.
Good luck, Porter. Talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Go Ramblers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.